So in studio with me, I have Monica Kawani. She's one of the literacy leaders for Nali Bali, and she is joined by one of the Reading Club members. And they will talk about the importance of literacy on the journey of success and also read us a story. So please introduce yourself.
My name is Kamakwini Orenser. I'm in grade 9. I go to Phoenix High School in Manenberg. I'm 14 years old. I live with my granny. I live with my grandparents and my daddy. I have one brother. That's all about.
Hi, my name is Monica Kewana. I'm leader of Reading Club Unadani. We based in Manenberg, Tambo Village. Yes, that we are.
Tell us more about your organization.
Nali Bali is a Reading for Enjoyment campaign. Spark children's potential through storytelling and reading, whereby we encourage parents and children to read stories every day, because when you read, remember, you explore your mind, exploring, and then if you love reading, anything, you just do it because you love that, you've got that passion of reading every day. That is where that we encourage children to read every day, and that make them successful in their lives.
What inspired you to join Nali Bali?
I think I've got a passion. You know, when you've got passion, you love children, and then you say that you want that our children, our South African children, you want them to be successful in their lives. You want them to read, because reading, we are nothing about reading, because everything that it's reading, and reading is important thing. If you've got reading, everything that we have in your life.
How many languages are the stories reading?
For us, we've got 3 languages. For those who are speaking isiXhosa, we've got isiXhosa and English. And for those who are speaking in Afrikaans, we've got the Afrikaans and English. That is our story that we have.
How long has Nali Bali been around?
Nali Bali started from, I can say, from 2012, because Nali Bali come from another organization, PRAESA, and then now Nali Bali is alone now, is a baby from UPRAESA. So now Nali Bali is a Reading for Enjoyment, as I said so.
Do you have any reading clubs or special events?
Yes, sometimes we've got a lot of special events when you do that story power activation. Sometimes a big event whereby you do awareness of reading to a public. Sometimes we've got to go to the clinics whereby we're encouraging parents to read for their children. Sometimes we just give the books. Sometimes we've got a traffic book jam whereby we're just standing on robots, just giving the parents the supplements, the books that they can read to their children.
Have you won any awards?
Yes, Nali Bali, we did win an award for we are the best campaign to read to the children.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I would like to encourage parents, please read to your kids. And very encouraging. If you do that, remember, we've got here in South Africa the crisis that our children are not able to read. But if we are, as a parent, we involve in our children's literacy, I think our kids can be able to read and write. Thank you.
Thank you. How does it feel to be part of Nali Bali?
It feels amazing because I've been there since 2015. It's so great because we see other children that are beginning the learning to read in all languages.
Okay, and now she will read us a story.
Okay, The Smell Thief, retold by Joanne Block, illustrations by Mickey van der Merwe. Mr. Shabangu was the best baker in town. Every morning he woke up at 4 o'clock to mix and knead the dough for his famous buns, cakes and biscuits. By 8 o'clock, the people of the town were walking past the bakery on their way to work and school. By this time, the cakes and buns were almost cooked, and the most delicious smells wafted out of the bakery's windows. Many of the people went into the bakery to buy their breakfast. Mr. Shabangu smiled happily at them as he passed them the fresh, tasty cinnamon buns and warm golden biscuits that were so famous in town. But other people were not so lucky because they had so little money. The poorer people of the town could hardly ever afford to buy any of the delicious buns, cakes, and biscuits. All they could do was enjoy the lovely smells that drifted out of the bakery's windows. When Mr. Shabangu noticed these people sniffing the air near the bakery. It made him furious. How dare they sniff my delicious smells, he said to himself. Angry. Those are my smells. I made them, so they belong to me. If people want to smell my wonderful smells, they should pay for them. He huffed and puffed and wiped the sweat from his brow before turning back to the oven to bake some bread and rolls for his lunchtime customers. One old woman especially loved the smells that drifted out of the bakery windows every morning. This was Mashange, who slept on a bench in the park every night. A few weeks before, a kind person had given her the money to buy herself a cinnamon bun. She had taken the bun back to the park and eating it very slowly, smacking her lips and sharing the last crumbs with the birds. After that, although the old woman didn't have enough money to buy breakfast, she remembered the delicious bun. So every morning she walked slowly past Mr. Shabango's bakery, sniffing the air and smiling blissfully at the mouth-watering smell. Mashanga's new habit made the baker very angry. As each day went by, he grew angrier and angrier with her. Finally, one wintry morning, when he was in a especially bad mood, he stormed out of the bakery and grabbed the old woman by the arm. How dare you steal my smells, he shouted. You are nothing but a smell thief. He wiped his hands on his apron, then pulled it off and threw it back into the bakery. Look after the bakery, he shouted at his assistant. This is the last day this cheeky woman will steal my smells. And with these words, he dragged Mashangu off to the court to see Judge Ngwenya. The judge was just sitting down at his huge shiny desk when the angry baker stormed in, dragging and quivering and confused. Mashange with him. Good morning, said the judge in his deep voice, but Mr. Shabango was too angry to even greet him. Sir, said Mr. Shabango furiously, I demand justice. I wish to lay a complaint against this woman. Every day for the last 3 weeks, she has walked past my bakery in the early morning, when my delicious smells are at their best, and stolen them. She is a thief. I demand that she pays for those smells. The judge scratched his big, bald head for a moment. Then he cleared his throat. Fair enough, he said to the baker. Justice will be done. He turned to Mashange. How much money do you have on you, madam? He asked. Only 2 rand, your honor, stammered Mashange. Well, said the judge, hand it to me, please. Meekly, Mashange reached into the pocket of a tatty old cardigan and pulled out 2 1-rand coins. She handed them to the judge. He took them, thanking her politely. Then he shook the coins in his big fist so that they made a clicking sound. This is my judgment, he said to the baker. The punishment must fit the crime. Therefore, the sound of Mashange's money is the payment you will get for the smells she stole. And now I wish you a good day. The baker looked thoughtful, then realizing how unreasonable he had been, he slowly turned and walked out of the room. The judge smiled kindly at Mashange and handed her back her money. Now, madam, he said, pulling a brown paper out of the bag. Would you care to join me for breakfast? These buns are still warm. I bought them only half an hour ago. The end.
Wow, that was an amazing story. Thank you both so much for this interview.